This is WSKG News. Governor Cuomo this month announced plans for mass pardons of young people who commit nonviolent crimes. It's the latest in a string of actions Cuomo has taken in the past year as he tries to get around opposition from some factions in the state legislature and to further some progressive issues. Karen DeWitt has more.
The state Senate is controlled by Republicans, and Governor Cuomo has cordial relations with the GOP senators. But they have been reluctant to approve a number of the governor's items, including further raising the minimum wage and upping the age for when juvenile offenders are put into state prisons. Cuomo went around the legislature and created a wage board to examine the wages of fast food workers. He's allowed to do that under the powers given to the governor. But Cuomo went beyond that when the wage board declared that fast food workers will be paid $15 an hour by 2018 in New York City and by 2021 in the rest of the state. Cuomo announced the decision to cheering union members.
And every working man and woman in the state of New York deserves $15 an hour as a minimum wage.
When Senate Republicans balked at raising the age for teenagers accused of serious crimes to be sent to state prison from 16 to 18, Cuomo issued an executive order to remove 16 and 17-year-olds from the jails and place them in youth detention instead. He was unable, though, by himself to stop 16 and 17-year-olds from facing the adult court system. The governor also issued executive orders to raise the minimum wage for state workers. He appointed the Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, as a special prosecutor for cases where a police encounter ends with the death of a civilian. And he used the existing human rights law to add new rules. They'll ban harassment and discrimination against transgendered New Yorkers.
It will apply to all people, all businesses, all facilities, be they public or private, all fields of endeavor in employment, housing, public accommodations, and credit. Our law covers it all.
And on December 21st, Cuomo issued a mass pardon of 16 and 17-year-olds convicted of nonviolent crimes, saying it would erase a black mark against them when they seek jobs. Senate Leader John Flanagan has not been happy with the governor's wage board decision or his other unilateral actions.
I've been very clear that I think the fast food issue and the wage board was executive overreach. We have a legislature, we have assembly, we have Senate. We should have hearings. This should be vetted. There's a lot of issues that are tied into this, and it's not just in the private sector, it's in the public sector as well.
GOP senators did help Cuomo initially with progressive issues. Four voted with Democrats to enact same-sex marriage. All of those senators eventually lost their seats. They also provided votes for stiffer gun control measures. But Republicans received political blowback, and since then, they've been reluctant to vote for issues where there's disagreement with their conservative base. Cuomo's recent actions could help him shore up his left-leaning Democratic base of voters. The governor was challenged in a primary when he ran for re-election in 2014. His opponent, Zephyr Teachout, who ran to the left of Cuomo, won several upstate counties, though she ultimately lost the race. All of the governor's recent actions have not translated, though, into more favorable ratings from New Yorkers. Polls have found the governor's job approval rating hovering for months now at around 40%, with 60% saying he's not doing a good job in office, says Siena spokesman Steve Greenberg.
Voters are hearing what the governor says. They're seeing the governor, but they're not changing their opinion of the governor. Maybe as he finishes the first year of his second term, his fifth year as governor, maybe voters are sort of locked in at the moment until the governor does something really dramatic that they love or hate.
There is one thing Governor Cuomo will need lawmakers for in the new year, and that is to agree with his ideas to help curb corruption in the legislature. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.